This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice in 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Friday.
It's Friday. Gotta get
You gotta get down on Friday. Weekend, the weekend, and then a week of vacation. I'm looking forward to that stuff. Oh, boy. All right, ready for the news, everybody? Let's
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Radio.com app. The Radio.com app streams radio. Like, you can put on Alice, listen all day, and you can even get our show's podcast from there. So, radio.com, it's amazing. You're going to love it.
It's got it all.
It's incredible.
Incredible.
And soon we have big news at the Alice.
We do. We won't get to be here for it because we're on vacation.
Yeah, we kind of will.
Okay.
We will?
We'll talk about that later.
Oh, that's weird. We have to record something, do we?
Sounds like it. I love recording things.
I hope my stuff doesn't break before we get there. Oh, he's telling me to hurry up. Move on. Are you saying move on?
Yeah, move on.
Stop talking about
as
it,
you were.
Back to business, Vinny. No more having fun.
Big announcement coming up, everyone. Big announcement.
Huge.
You want to give any hints, or you want? Me
I
to
want
on?
To. I do want to.
Yeah, go ahead.
This to. Much time to a vacation, guys.
All right.
Let's not get in any trouble.
Agreed. All right, everyone. So it's Friday, November 20th, and here's what's happening. The Georgia recount confirms what we already assumed to be true, which is Joe Biden defeats Donald Trump to win the presidency.
Thank you, Georgia. Georgia. Georgia.
So. The weirdness continues, as you'd expect, but we do have confirmed results now. So yeah. I don't know what their next Hail Mary will look like, but...
Well, I think I saw it yesterday in brown streaks growing down the sides of Rudy Giuliani's face. I don't know if you saw any of that, but woo!
No.
His hair dye let go.
That's too bad.
It was very sweaty.
I don't know what to say about that. That guy at one time was...
America's mayor.
Everybody, he had everybody loving him, and then he's become this. Sideshow Bob.
Yeah.
It's so weird.
Look at the hair dye streaking down his face.
Yep.
It is just...
Gross. Oh, gross. Mm. Yeah. Well, whatever. Anyway, so that's the latest, is that they confirmed Georgia made their announcement.
Georgia.
We've recounted everything by hand to confirm the results that we've already announced, which is Biden wins. So there's that. Also, while we're on the announcements, Seattle won last night, 28-21. Fun enough game. The Niners are off this weekend. But real quick, the Sunday night game looks good. It's Kansas City versus your Las Vegas Raiders.
Oh.
And the Monday night game is the LA Rams versus Tom Brady.
Oh, that's trouble.
That's going to be fun. Cannot wait.
Well, make sure you have your Buccaneers hat on for that.
I will do that. I'll be sure to do that. I may even have to post or something.
Just why don't you live stream it, and I'll sit and watch and enjoy your show. of you enjoying the Buccaneers, who you
love
so
much. We could just FaceTime for the whole game.
Oh, I really think you should do it in a much more public forum than you and me FaceTiming.
Sarah.
What? What
you've
now?
You've experienced a lot of chaunch in your life.
Sure. I am a... I'm a chaunchous, sure, connoisseur of chaunch.
You might have more expertise than anyone I've ever met.
Maybe.
So yeah. This is something that only you here on the show could confirm or deny.
All right.
I saw the story and I thought, oh, well, Sarah will know this for sure.
Duh. I hope to not let you down, Ben.
According to an important study, new one. Mm-hmm. The smaller a man is in his pants, the more money he makes.
Down there.
Researchers found that men who are packing more than eight
feel like they have enough. They don't have to work as hard.
They earn an average of less than half of a guy with three.
Well, they're busy. They're busy all the time, you know, so it makes sense. I will say I can't confirm that because the last time there was some extra chaunch in my life, it was so long ago. We were children. Nobody had made themselves into
the man. You weren't a child. Please rephrase that.
All right. Comparatively speaking.
Let's be careful.
The last time I boned someone who wasn't my husband, I think I was 21, so it was, or 20, well, maybe 22.
All right.
I started dating him.
You asking us?
I'm thinking. October of 1989, I think we officially got together. So it's been so long. We were so young, and no one had really made their way in the world to know whether. But I assume that those people who had good-sized chaunches are all losers now. And the ones who had nothing are, you know, it's Elon Musk.
It appears that's what the story is telling us, that people who accomplish things often are less of a man in other areas. Yeah. So they overcompensate.
Well, they still want to get laid. That's the problem, is the person with the micro penis does still want some nook. So because the chaunch itself isn't doing the job, it's got to do something else to make that happen.
Well,
it's all about getting laid, Vinny.
Based on your opinion of what that's like later in life, which appears to be a chore that you need to get over with as quickly as possible.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
it seems to me like you would want to pursue the person with more money because it allows you so many more things outside of the 15 minutes on a Friday afternoon.
Right. Exactly. So
there you are.
Yes.
Decorating your mansion.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Getting, you know, hairdos and nail do's
if only I had a man with money, then I would, you know, I'd have all those things.
Right. It does count as a penis, even though it's microscopic.
Thank you, Hooman. That's why Hooman has so much money. He works.
That's why?
I don't know why. It's because of his mom, which is another weird thing. I mean, there's lots of reasons.
Anyway, the study also found the smaller, it doesn't matter. Look, I don't know. you know what? Beyond the first question I got to ask you because you have the most experience, I didn't think that story through. So let's move on.
All right. It's up to you. It's your segment. You decide when we move on.
Let's let Sarah talk about penises for a while. And then after that, who cares?
But, you know, that is how we pick our stories. Oh, Vinny will like this. Oh, Sarah will like this. That is, you know, I'm really just trying to do a show for you, Vin.
My wife just walked in on, let's let Sarah talk about penises for a while.
Chris, do you want to sit down for a minute?
He doesn't.
I would love to have a convo with you about penises.
Does she want to weigh in on her?
Yeah, does she want to weigh in with her
thoughts?
She's
already gone. She grabbed her computer and moved right out.
I mean, seeing as you know nothing of her history, I think it might be about time we found out.
Oh, God, I don't know if I could take it. It's perfect that I know nothing because I really...
Of course, she knows everything because of this show.
Well,
lucky.
Right. And because I'm a blabbermouth. But I mean, that's it, right? She just doesn't walk around in her life blabbing, and that's just not her style.
I wish we lived closer together. I would get so much dirt on you and for you. I'll get all the dirt for you.
Do I want the dirt? Is that what
want? No, you don't want the dirt, but I got a show to do with you, so I need the dirt.
Let me ask, Nicole, can I ask you a question?
Here we go.
Yeah, sure.
When you meet that special someone, and maybe you won't, maybe you don't even want that, but if you were in a relationship, and maybe this is better asked in past relationships, have you wanted to know your person's history, detailed history? Like, does that provide you any insight? Or do you feel like it's going to make your stomach hurt?
I don't know, because in past history, they were just so open about it. So I didn't really have to like search for it. They were just...
Oh, they just told you? I bang a lot of girls, just so
Well, they were just like... One guy was just like very honest and was like... And just my ex was just like, no, I've only been with two. And I was like, okay. And just went into... And I was like, that's all I needed to know. And then just went to either... Even more
so you
detail.
Didn't ask a bunch of questions, like big were their
No, I didn't. But shoes. He went into more detail about it. I was like, okay, I didn't need that much.
Sometimes people do like to share that stuff, and other times people are like...
I just took it as he was comfortable telling me, so I just kind of let him keep going.
Sure. It didn't bother you or make your stomach hurt?
No.
And you didn't feel like you needed to run towards the nearest window at full speed and get the hell out of there?
No.
Did you tell all your history?
Yeah, because I didn't have any.
Oh, what? There's another lie coming from the Jesus.
What a liar.
That's not a lie.
Your PR department really needs to work on how to present yourself to the general public.
What do you mean?
Well, because you're telling all these lies to cover for your parents.
No,
well,
Nick and Rose are listening.
That's two people out of the million people listening. Come on.
You really got to rethink your position on these things.
I'll have my friend call in. A lot of my friends know the truth.
Yeah, yeah. Have your friend call in. Yeah, I'm sure your friend will tell us all the dirt.
The non-biased party, of course.
Right. There's Nicole just off screen with a knife in her hand.
Right.
Go ahead.
My
tell
friends
about
will
that
back
one night
me
in Mexico.
So you don't have... Okay, so it wouldn't matter to you, but it sounds like you did ask. Is my... Based on what the way you worded that, you have asked someone like, so what's your number?
Yeah, I think you should always ask that.
You do?
Oh, you do. Hmm.
Yeah. Huh.
Yeah, let him give him an opportunity to lie. Let's face it. That guy.
Oh, well, I've been with two.
Sure you have. Mm-hmm. Okay, great. So that's you want
to
be.
Yeah, I think it's good to just start the conversation and see where that leads. Mm.
Did you say, when's the last time you had a chunch check? Like, can I get a clean bill of health here? Is there...
Yeah, or when's the last time you've been tested? Stuff like that. Those are all questions that I feel like my generation is very...
tuned into.
Very upfront about.
Okay, so let me ask you this then. What number would a boyfriend or potential suitor give you that would cause you pause? Would 20 make you go, 20 would make you say?
Yeah, well, it just 20. Depends how frequent those 20 were. And if it was a recent 20, then and they were like, oh, but I'm clean. I'm like, yeah, well, are you? Like, clean?
Well, let's go to the doctor and find out. You can have 1,000 and still be clean. I mean, it's...
Well.
You're so judgy.
Am I?
Yeah.
I just want to be safe.
Right. So 20 at your age, a partner of your age, someone that, you know, you are considering, 20 would be like, whoa, Tiger.
Yeah.
I'm going to need you to go to the doctor and bring back something telling me you're good.
Some yes.
Proof.
Okay.
Yes. And we're going to go 20. Together to make sure you don't substitute somebody else's blood work.
Yeah, totally.
20 seems...
Because this is clean and pristine, and you're not touching it.
I don't know.
Without a doctor's note.
Wow.
For you know, what youngsters are up to these days, it seems like a lot of them are not participating. So there's a real wide gap between people who've done a million.
You mean
and
they're relying
done none.
On porn and just
right.
themselves?
But just for the record, I don't think 20 is too much. Like, 20 seems really tame.
I don't think 500 is too much.
Well, we know about you and your numbers.
As long as you were safe and you've been to the doctor and had whatever run of antibiotics you needed and, you know.
Right.
Sure.
Jesus, Sarah.
Well, look, I mean, it's just a number. It's experiences that you have in your life. I don't think those things should be held against you. Take a chance, baby. You want to roll the
you're
dice?
Clean, right? I'm clean. You're clean. You're clean. You're good,
yeah, great.
Right?
We're all clean.
All right,
right?
Let's go.
Okay, what's your number? Let's take a chance.
I actually think we stumbled. I thought that was interesting that you do ask the number. That's surprising to me, actually. I don't know the number of... I don't know my
wife's
number.
Let's find out. Oh, get really? Her in here and let's have a, let's just have a quick chat.
Like I said, it's a generational thing. Even my friends tell me, like, when they ask their, like, partner or whatever, what their number is, they end up telling me what their... I'm like, I didn't need to know theirs. Like, I'm not doing them, but congrats. I don't know. Like, but it's just a very open thing, I guess. That's why I'm so used to it. That's, like, the first question.
The first question?
Yeah.
Wow.
So, like, how recently?
So the first thing is you ask them to tell you a lie. Because anyone Let's listening right this. Now who wants to be with DeJesus is like, well, my number's 3.
Under
right.
20.
Yeah, well under 20. I can count all of them on my fingers and toes.
One hand.
I can count on one hand.
Yeah, that's one that...
Yeah, because I can keep repeating the numbers.
Look, I used to... Right, six, exactly seven. Right. I can count on one hand because I know I'm doing it by
Yeah,
because
I can use one hand.
Baby.
Jesus.
Took me 30 repetitions,
Five,
but
10,
I can
15,
do
20,
one hand.
20, 25, 30, 35.
All right, 30. I better get to the text because I'm
Because we spent the whole
time.
Break
Our
on that.
Our text number's 800-400-3697. Here's some of the stuff you guys had to say. Not all men with small ones make good money. I know from experience. Mm. Says that's from 805.
They're better off if they do, is what I think the story was getting at.
Who has hair dye dripping down his face? I guess I'll listen to the podcast. It's Rudy Giuliani. Sorry. Yeah. That's the
He did a very sweaty news conference that was, of course, on Fox. And he was mopping at his brow and mustache area, but not mopping at his hairline. And that just started trickling. I mean, it's brown streaks. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
I don't even know what dye does that. Is there like spray and dye? There must be spray and dye, right? It's
yeah,
just.
Yeah, I would bet. I mean, maybe this is one of those I didn't have time to get to the. I don't know. I don't know what to say about any of it.
It sucks. That sucks. That's a sucky thing to happen to you. Yeah. I don't care who you are or what your political affiliation is. That is embarrassing and that sucks. I'm sorry for you, Rudy Giuliani. That's too bad.
408 says, the problem is Rudy is showing up as the real Rudy. Now America knows real Rudy. Yeah, I guess, but that's I guess my
Crazy
point
Rudy.
Was that if you somehow come off, I should say, publicly as a hero, the way you've managed such a devastating, U.S. historic event.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Maybe you retire right then and
right
just
then.
Go, I am riding a wave of good PR. And especially if you know who you are inside, you'd be like, I'm never going to get higher than this. This is tap out right now.
Well, then He kind of ruined it when he ran for president a few years back. Remember, like he'd get a question that was a stumper and he'd go 9/11, never forget.
Right.
And I was the hero of that.
Agreed.
I was America's mayor.
But that's my point. Like, you know, he couldn't have gotten higher.
He needed to you are correct. He needed to just go. And on that note.
Right. I'm
going
to have a good one. 415 says Brené Brown is a best-selling author, over 3 million followers on Instagram. Yeah, I don't know her in the same way that you fans of hers do, but that quote that I mentioned, I think of often, and I thought of it because of the story you were
doing.
What
was the quote again? I forget what we were talking about.
I'm going to mangle it so someone else can tell me, you know, the exact quote. Obviously, we have a lot of people who wrote in about her, so there's a ton of fans.
Okay.
But it was something like, don't look away from people's pain.
Mm.
And I forget how she worded it, so I'm just doing a bad job. But the idea was it struck a note in me in that I often do that. I do that all the time.
We all do. It's true.
You know, and whether that's because someone's, you know, there's a visible handicap or some other, or we see it in San Francisco all the time. Someone's having a true crisis, but they're clearly mentally not okay.
Mm-hmm.
And this person's walking down the street in sock feet talking to themselves. And what do? You look away.
You walk on by.
But, I mean, you can't rescue that person, but I mean, you don't even look. It's sort of that.
I'm ignoring that, not even letting that into my mind.
And so that quote has stayed with me as I've tried to consider being a better person. You know?
Yeah. Sure. Well, it's nice that you aspire to that. I think
right.
That's, you know, in the end, that's what they'll say about us when we're dead. Oh, they were nice, you know. Or I would want that to be said about me.
OMG, Sarah and Vinny. Brené Brown is amazing. She is a vulnerability and shame researcher and plain and simply does amazing job talking about the power of empathy and connection. Mm. You would love it. It's so powerful. Okay, so that's there's a resume. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Let's see. I got some Tiger Woods. I actually have a couple really good stories. Arnold Schwarzenegger and LeBron James teaming up.
All right.
And Barack and Michelle. And more after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.